理课堂听 class.com。
Book 3. The Second Catherine. Chapter 1. Heathcliff's Son. 12 years passed. These years were happy ones for Ellen Dean. The second Catherine, Edgar's daughter, was very beautiful and looked like her dead mother. However, she was not like Kathy Linton in other ways. Little Kathy did not go outside the limits of Thrushcross Grange by herself.Sometimes Edgar took her for a walk, but he would not let her go out with anyone else. Sometimes she would stand at one of the windows and ask Ellen,
"How long will it be before I can walk to the top of those hills, Ellen? Can I go there when I am a woman?" "Perhaps, Miss Kathy."
Ellen always answered,
"But your father will tell you that."
When little Kathy was 13, Edgar Linton got a letter from Isabella.She told him that she had been sick for a long time, and she knew she did not have very long to live. Isabella asked Edgar to take care of her son Linton. When Edgar read this sad letter, he went to Isabella at once. He was gone for 3 weeks, and during this time young Kathy walked around the gardens. Often Kathy rode her little horse for many hours, but one day in July she did not come back in her usual time.Ellen was worried and finally went to look for her. She walked until she could see Wuthering Heights, but she still could not find Kathy. She ran up to the house and knocked on the door. A servant came to the door.
"Oh,"
she said,
"you're looking for the young girl, aren't you? She's here, so don't worry. Mr. Heathcliff is out somewhere with Joseph."
Ellen found Kathy sitting in a little chair that had once been her mother's. She was laughing and talking to Hareton, who was now 18 years old. Hareton was looking at Kathy as if she were a beautiful princess. He had never met anyone like her before. Ellen was happy to see Kathy and Hareton together, but she knew she had to act angry.
"Catherine Linton, you naughty girl! Why did you stay out for so long without telling me?"
Kathy jumped up and ran to her.
"Oh, Ellen,"
she laughed,
"you found me. Have you ever been to this house before?"
Ellen didn't want to answer that.
"Come home with me right now,"
she said. She was afraid that Heathcliff would suddenly come home. But Kathy started to dance around the room. Hareton and the servant laughed.
"Miss Kathy,"
said Ellen very seriously,
"if you knew whose house this is, you'd run away as fast as you could."
Young Kathy turned to Hareton.
"This is your father's house, isn't it?"
she asked. Hareton's face turned red. "No," he said. He did not look at anyone.
"Whose house is this, then? Is it your master's?"
Hareton looked upset and turned away from Kathy.
"Oh, I thought you were the owner's son,"
said Kathy.
"You should have told me you were only a servant. Now get me my horse."
"Get it yourself. I'm not your slave," the boy said. He added, "You little witch." Ellen had to stop herself from laughing.
"How dare you speak to me like that?"
Kathy cried.
"I'll tell my father."
She turned to the woman.
"You get my horse,"
she said.
"It's not my job to do what you say,"
said the woman.
"And be careful what you say to Mr. Hareton. He may not be the master's son, but he's your cousin, young lady."
Kathy laughed.
"He's not my cousin. Don't let her say these things, Ellen. Father's gone to get my cousin from London. He's a gentleman's son." "Miss Kathy,"
Ellen whispered,
"people can have many cousins."
Kathy looked like she did not understand.
"But Ellen, he's not my cousin. We don't know him."
Then she ran out the door. Hareton seemed upset, but he went and found Kathy's little horse and brought it to the door. On the way home, Ellen tried to tell Kathy some of the truth. She told Kathy that her father Edgar did not like the people at Wuthering Heights and he would be very upset to find out that Kathy had been there. Ellen and Kathy decided not to tell him about Kathy's adventure. When they got back to Thrushcross Grange, there was a letter waiting for them. It was from Edgar, and they learned that Isabella was dead. Edgar told Ellen to find a room for Linton, Kathy's young cousin. Kathy was very happy that her father was coming back. She was also excited to meet her cousin Linton. It was night when Edgar and Linton arrived home. Kathy ran out of the house and threw her arms around her father. When Ellen saw young Linton, she thought to herself,
"Why, this boy could be Edgar's son. He looks so much like his uncle."
After they all had tea, Ellen took Linton upstairs to his room and waited until he was asleep. Then she went downstairs again. She was lighting a candle for Mr. Edgar's bedroom when a maid told her that Mr. Heathcliff's servant Joseph was at the door.
"Joseph wants to speak to Mr. Edgar,"
said the maid. Ellen had a feeling that she knew the reason why. She was terribly worried.
"I don't think the master can see him now,"
she said.
"I'll speak to him."
Joseph walked into the hall as she spoke. "I want to see Edgar Linton," he said.
"He's going to bed now,"
answered Ellen. Joseph did not listen to her. "Where is his room?" he asked. Ellen told him to wait and went to the library to tell Edgar that Joseph was there. But Joseph was behind Ellen in the hall and went into the room. When he saw Edgar sitting in front of the fire, he said in a loud, angry voice, "Heathcliff has sent me to bring his son to Wuthering Heights, and says that I can't go back without him."